This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Again, greetings this morning and welcome to our lesson today. We're certainly glad you've tuned us in. Again, if you would like to contact me, I'll give you my mailing address and website address at the close of the program. We do appreciate those of you who take the time to write and who pray for this ministry. My weekly meditation is on the website. I'll email it to you if you're not on my email list and would like it. It can also be found on Facebook if you're a Facebook user. I also have this program on the website, and it can be downloaded and re-listened to there. You can contact me through the website if you'd like to leave comments, or if you'd like to comment on the program or leave prayer requests. You can contact me in that way. If you'd like to be placed on the free subscription list for Grace and Truth, the monthly magazine that I publish in from time to time, you may want to contact me. So if you need either my mailing address or my website address, get a pencil and a piece of paper out so you can write it down at the close of the program. Now today we're looking at Luke chapter 10, and I'm going to start with verse 12 where we left off last time. Remember in Luke 9 we're looking at the cost of discipleship. In Luke 10, we're looking at the commission of disciples to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And in Luke chapter 10, verse 12, it says, "But I say to you that it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city." Now, he's referring back to the fact that there will be some cities that will receive those who God has sent, who will receive the servants of God, in this case, the 70 that are being sent out. And there are certain cities that will not. We emphasized at the end of the program last time that whenever the gospel is preached, it divides us into two categories. It divides us into the saved and into the lost, into believers and unbelievers. It divides us into those who receive the truth and those who reject the truth. And in this passage, he's primarily dealing with those who receive the Messiah and those who reject the Messiah, because the Lord was available to them. And these men who had been sent out were going out to prepare people to receive a visit from the Lord, as I understand it. And so if they had no interest in the Lord, they were rejectors. And having heard the message, there were consequences associated with rejecting that message, rejecting the servant of the Lord that had been sent with that message, the one who God at that time had ordained to prove that he had the word of God by being able to do signs and miracles and then telling them that the kingdom was coming in the person of the Lord Jesus. So there were consequences, and there are always consequences. As I mentioned last time, for us, the consequences are primarily spiritual. If we hear the gospel and we don't receive it, the Lord says that he came not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But he that believeth on him is not condemned, and he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. So when we hear the gospel, the Lord is going to hold us accountable for what we hear. And those who reject the gospel when the Lord was here, those who rejected the gospel then, their judgment is going to be great. So he says, "I say to you that it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city." Now remember that Sodom was a city that was destroyed with fire and brimstone, and apparently it was because of their great sin. Remember, Lot had gone into that city and he thought he was going to be a help to the city, but he had to be taken out of it because the sin of that city was so great. And Sodom was destroyed with fire and brimstone. And the Lord is saying that while that was a great destruction, that was a great judgment that occurred in the Old Testament in Sodom, yet these cities where the gospel is preached and where the Lord had actually visited these cities, the cities around the Sea of Galilee, Chorazin and Bethsaida, and some of these cities, because they had greater opportunity, because they could have listened to the very Lord himself, and because they had people preaching to them who could introduce them to the Lord, and the Lord was there, because their opportunity was greater, their judgment is going to be greater. So he says, I say to you that it will be more tolerable in that day, in the day of judgment, for Sodom than for that city, the city that in the Lord's day rejects the messengers who are telling them that the Lord is here and that the Lord is in fact the Messiah. The Lord Jesus is in fact the Messiah that the Bible has prophesied. So he says, woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. Now, Tyre and Sidon are in the area we call Lebanon today, and they were Gentile cities. And the Lord is saying that I've come to cities that are primarily Jewish and should know the truth. And if these very miracles have been done in these cities where they don't have the oracles of God and don't have your traditions and don't have your teaching, they would have believed long before you. And so in the process, he's saying and laying out for us this great truth that because the Jews who should have received the truth didn't, it made it possible for God to go out into all the world and take a people from him for himself from the whole world. And so now we find out that Jews and Gentiles receive the gospel, that it's not the Jews that are God's chosen people on this earth. They are his chosen people on this earth, even though they've been set aside as of yet because of their great rebellion against God, their children that the Lord has raised up that have rebelled against him. And that rebellion is there to this day. It will change in a coming day during the tribulation period. There will be a remnant nationally that will believe on the Lord, and God will again establish himself with those people. The Israelites are the people that he has chose for his earthly purposes, but the chosen people today are a spiritual people. It's believers. And he tells us in Ephesians that he's taken Jew and Gentile and he's broken down the middle wall of partition between them. And of the two, he's made one new man. He's made one new living organism that serves him. It's called the bride. It's his body. It's the church. And so by referring to Tyre and Sidon, he's making it clear that Gentiles will believe where Jews would not. And we see that same principle laid out time after time when the Lord has said many are called, but few are the elect. And so he's called the whole world, but only few have believed. But those that have believed, he says, there are first which shall be last and last which shall be first. Well, the first would be the Jews. And they're going to be last, and the last would be the Gentiles. And through faith in Christ, they're going to become the preeminent believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, again, the principles of the way God works today are seen in Luke chapter 10. But the thing that concerns me is that where there is greater responsibility, there is greater judgment when people reject the truth of the gospel. And so I look at our Christian children, I should put it differently, children of Christian parents, and many of them have turned away from the gospel. And what is the judgment of those people going to be who were raised being taught the Word of God? And you aren't taught to be a Christian, but you can be taught the Word of God. You have to be born again to be a Christian. You have to be convicted of your sin and turn to the Lord Jesus and trust Him. And our children are taught all about these things, but just because we teach them these things don't mean that they personally for themselves are convicted of the truth and embrace it. And if they turn away from the truth in a country like this, where we have so many avenues that the gospel is preached in, and so many people who tell about the truth of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, what's going to happen to the children of the Christians who reject the gospel message? And I may have one of those in my own family, and it concerns me. I pray daily that the Lord will change his heart. I can't change his heart. I did my best to raise all of my children with a fear of the Lord, but I can teach them about these things, but only the Lord can convince them through the power of the Holy Spirit of these things. And he will not convince anyone who has decided that they want no part of it. And so when we look at judgment, we can see that those people who do not have the privileges we have, if they miss out on God's salvation, their judgment is not going to be as severe as the judgment of the people who had every opportunity to believe the gospel. Often we're asked, what about the people in darkest Africa? Well, I believe that the people in darkest Africa have creation, and they have they have a conscience, they have other means of being convicted of their need of a savior besides the Bible, but they don't have the same privileges that we have here today. And I do believe that while I personally am convinced that a person in darkest Africa or in any nation where the gospel is not clearly preached, if we have people like that and they really want to know the truth through creation or through their conscience, I think God sends them a message in some way. But should it be that they miss out on the gospel because they don't have the same privilege, their judgment is not going to be as severe. So there must be degrees of punishment in the everlasting burnings. That's the conclusion we have to come to. Any punishment there is going to be bad, and it's worth making sure that we're saved to avoid, but at the same time, there must be degrees of punishment in the lake of fire. And I'm looking at it eternally. This passage looks at probably the national, physical, on earth kinds of judgment as a result of rejecting the Lord, but it's a principle that if you have great responsibility and you reject the Lord, there's going to be greater suffering and punishment. So he says it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon, Gentile cities, at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. And so, as we preach the gospel, if the Lord rejects us, it's not personal because a person is rejecting the one that we're speaking about. And if they reject the Lord, they're rejecting his Father. And it all goes together. It's interesting that sometimes when we preach the gospel and people criticize what we're saying and talk about us as though we're simple-minded because we believe in a book that's been around for a long time, and because there are things in the book that are hard for the natural man to believe, we take it personally, but we shouldn't, because the whole issue is, what will you do with Christ? And that question was asked by Pilate a long time ago. What then shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? And we ask that same question today. And that was basically the question that was being asked here. And it's the central question of history. It's a central question of the Bible. It's the question that determines destinies for eternity. And so I ask the question today, what are you going to do with this person, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has been presented to you as the Savior of sinners? Now, our Heavenly Father, we pray for thy blessing upon the program and upon those who have listened and upon the needs that are represented in our audience. We thank thee for thy love and just commit the program to you in our Savior's name. Amen. Now, our mailing address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.faithweb.com, bdcministries.faithweb.com, and we do thank you for listening.